Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, April the 4th, Pope Francis sends a video message to Christians around the world preparing to celebrate Holy Week amid the coronavirus pandemic. Serious church leaders express concern over a possible looming catastrophe caused by COVID-19 in the war-torn nation. And the Pope offers his morning mass for those who are tempted to take advantage of the current crisis. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis has sent a video message to Christians around the world who are preparing to celebrate Holy Week in an unusual manner, due to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. The Pope urges everyone to love creatively in this difficult time when many people are suffering and dying. Devin Watkins reports.
Questa sera ho la possibilità di entrare nelle vostre case in un modo diverso dal solito.
This evening I have the chance to enter your homes in a different way than usual. That was how Pope Francis opened his video message sent ahead of Holy Week. He noted how difficult and full of suffering these weeks have been for the many people whose lives have been affected by COVID-19.
Ho nel cuore tutte le famiglie, specie quelle che hanno qualche caro ammalato.
I have in my heart all the families, he said, especially those who have a loved one who is sick or who have unfortunately experienced mourning due to the coronavirus. Pope Francis also expressed his appreciation for the generosity of those who put themselves at risk for the treatment of this pandemic or to guarantee the essential services to society. He called them heroes.
È un momento difficile per tutti noi. Per molti, difficilissimo.
It is a difficult time for everyone, he said. For many, very difficult. He said that despite the isolation imposed by social distancing, thought and spirit can go far with the creativity of love. He acknowledged that Christians will celebrate Holy Week in a truly unusual way this year, and added that this week sums up the message of the gospel, God's boundless love.
E nel silenzio delle nostre città risuonerà il Vangelo di Pasqua.
And in the silence of our cities, the Easter gospel will resound, he said, in the risen Jesus, life conquered death. Closing his message, the Pope asked everyone watching to make a gesture of tenderness towards those who suffer, towards children, and towards the elderly.
Dite loro che il Papa è vicino e prega.
Tell them that the Pope is close, he said, and pray that the Lord will soon deliver us from all evil. I'm Devin Watkins.
As countries struggle to contain the new coronavirus outbreak, a global fight has emerged over dwindling medical supplies. The tensions have even led to growing competition for medical goods between the United States and its traditional European allies. Stefan Boss reports that the US has also been accused of modern piracy by authorities in Germany.
The local government in the German state and capital, Berlin, claims that 200,000 US-made protective masks bound for Germany never arrived. Authorities say the shipment was confiscated in Bangkok, Thailand. The masks were ordered by Berlin's police force to keep functioning amid the global coronavirus pandemic. But Andreas Geisel, Berlin's interior minister, said they were presumably diverted to the United States. An American firm producing the masks, 3M, has been prohibited from exporting medical products to other nations under a Korean War-era law invoked by US President Donald Trump. But Berlin's local government called the move modern piracy. The tensions are the latest example in growing competition for medical goods that even led to tensions among traditional allies. Worldwide shortages have caused health workers to fall sick and forced doctors in Europe to make life or death decisions about which patients get a breathing machine. The president of France's battered Île-de-France region, Valérie Pécresse, has called the search for supplies and bidding wars a worldwide treasure hunt. The hunt comes while official confirmed infections of the new coronavirus COVID-19 rose past 1 million and deaths topped 58,000. It has also led to a standoff between North American neighbors Canada and the United States. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urges the US to end cross-border competition for medical supplies. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bus, reporting.
Meanwhile, the United States bishops have issued a statement calling for equal access to health services without discrimination or exclusion on the base of age or disability during the pandemic. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Who to treat and who not to treat. The rapid spread of the coronavirus continues to strain healthcare systems' ability to save lives. In many countries, the lack of respirators and intensive care units are forcing doctors and nurses to face dramatic choices between who gets treatment and who doesn't. On Friday, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops published a statement addressing precisely this issue. Any discrimination on the basis of age or disability is ethically unacceptable, they say. Every crisis produces fear, and the COVID-19 pandemic is no exception, reads the statement. However, this is not a time to sideline our ethical and moral principles. It's a time to uphold them ever more strongly. In a time of crisis, we mustn't discriminate against persons solely on the basis of disability or age by denying them medical care, continue the bishops. Good and just stewardship of resources cannot include ignoring those on the periphery of society, but must serve the common good of all without excluding people based on ability, financial resources, age, immigration status, or race. The bishops praise healthcare workers for their courage and compassion, but they also address the scarcity of medical resources, noting how this reality will require patients, their families, and medical professionals to work together in weighing the benefits and burdens of care, the needs and safety of everyone, and how to distribute resources in a prudent, just, and unbiased way. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
9 years of conflict in Syria have killed over 380,000 people and displaced over 12 million. And now the situation has become even more desperate with the threat of the coronavirus pandemic looming large. Speaking to Vatican News, Cardinal Mario Zenari, the Holy See's Apostolic Nuncio to Syria, described the dramatic humanitarian situation in the country and called for an end to hostilities and a fair political solution. Robin Gomes has more.
Easter is approaching, and for the first time, churches in Syria are closed because of the spread of the COVID-19, Cardinal Mario Zenari, the Apostolic Nuncio to Syria, told Vatican News. 16 cases of the infection and 2 deaths have been reported so far in the country, where infrastructure for basic services is in appalling conditions. The war has left more than half of the country's hospitals non-functional, with a lack of water, food, medicine, and shortage in healthcare personnel. Hundreds of thousands of displaced people are living in overcrowded camps in unhygienic conditions. While churches are closed and Christians are following the guidelines of the authorities, Cardinal Zenari said, charitable and health programs are trying to continue amid great difficulties. Noting a drop in aid from individuals and international community in recent years, he lamented that people and the media today are less interested in the Syrian tragedy. He cited a Syrian journalist who remarked that Syrians are just left to die. The cardinal said, this is also the risk that Syrians are running should a coronavirus pandemic break out. Cardinal Zenari praised UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres for calling for global ceasefire and lifting of sanctions on certain countries, including Syria, to ensure food and medicine to fight COVID-19. Pope Francis has backed Guterres and urged for creating corridors for humanitarian aid. This terrible pandemic, the cardinal said, should be an opportunity to silence forever the din of weapons in Syria and initiate a fair political solution. It would be unforgivable if it were another missed opportunity, he said. I'm Robin Gomes.
China has mourned the victims of the corona outbreak by observing a 3-minute silence that brought the nation to a halt. A day of remembrance was declared in China on Saturday to honour the more than 3,300 people who died of COVID-19. At 10 a.m. local time, people stood still nationwide for 3 minutes in tribute to the dead. Cars, trains and ships sounded their horns, air raid sirens rang and flags were flown at half-mast. The first cases of coronavirus were detected in the Chinese city of Wuhan in Hubei province late last year. Cardinal Peter Turkson, prefect of the Dicastery for the Promotion of Integral Human Development, paid a visit on Friday afternoon to Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Cardinal Turkson and some of his collaborators met with the medical personnel who are dedicated to caring for coronavirus patients. As he told Vatican News, he brought the greetings, closeness and encouragement of Pope Francis.
It was basically to express to the closeness of the Holy Father, his solicitude, his great compassion for all what is happening, but most importantly also to his encouragement for all the healthcare workers, you know, and all the nurses and doctors who are trying to help these patients stay alive. So that was the motive, the reason for going. But that visit also gave us an occasion to address a small, very short message to all of them, recalling, for example, the words of St. Charles Borromeo in the past, who was also caught in a similar situation of working with a pandemic situation in the past. And he said that, you know, healthcare workers in such a situation handle stuff that matters work with. And so this was a way of, you know, showing gratitude, great gratitude and appreciation for all what these healthcare workers are doing to help people stay alive.
That was Cardinal Peter Turkson, Prefect of the Dicastery for Promoting Integral Human Development. And finally, Pope Francis offered his Mass on Saturday morning at the Casa Santa Marta Chapel for those who are tempted to take advantage of the current crisis. In these turbulent, difficult and painful times, he said, people have the possibility of doing one thing or another, many of them good.
In questi momenti di turbazione, di difficoltà, di dolore.
But, he went on to say, there is also the possibility that some might get the idea of doing something not so good, to take advantage of the situation, to profit personally from it.
Preghiamo oggi perché Signore ci dia tutti una coscienza retta.
We pray today, he said, that the Lord might grant an upright and transparent conscience to everyone, that they may allow God to look on them without shame. As Sister Bernadette Rees reports, during his homily, Pope Francis explained how temptation works in us, using the doctors of the law and the high priests in the day's gospel as an example.
Temptation starts with small feelings of restlessness, Pope Francis explained. In the case of the high priests, the restlessness began with John the Baptizer, but since he caused no repercussions, they left him alone. But then came Jesus. Unlike John, he performed signs and miracles. But Jesus did not always observe the law. This is what made them very restless, the Pope said.
Poi alcuni sono andati da lui per metterlo alla prova.
Then the testing began. Sometimes their questions directed to Jesus left them astonished at his wisdom, as in the case of the woman who had seven husbands. Other times they were humiliated, as in the case of the woman caught in adultery. When that didn't work, they sent soldiers to arrest him. Even they were captivated at what Jesus said. It finally gets to the point, Pope Francis said, that the chief priests have to make a decision to get rid of Jesus. Pope Francis then outlined how this process at work in the leaders of Jesus' day is a model of how temptation works in us. It begins with a small desire or idea, then it gets stronger. Then it begins to infect others. In the end, we justify ourselves. There is an antidote to the process, the Pope continued. It consists in identifying this process within us. His final prayer was directed to the Holy Spirit.
Lo Spirito Santo ci illumini.
May the Holy Spirit enlighten us to have this interior awareness. I'm Sister Bernadette Rees.
That's all from Vatican and World News for the moment. To join us tomorrow at this same time for more.